7 minutes past 8 o'clock. And once again, we welcome to the studio Lindy Elms from Wildlife Rescue. Good news, apparently, is the order of the day, which is lovely because we need good news on a Monday. What's happening, Lindy? Nice to see you.
Morning, Dave. Morning, everyone. Really exciting news. We have secured a property which is just 5 minutes away from our vets. So I'm really excited about that. And we are starting to work on the property now and get things rolling.
This is a place where you can rehabilitate creatures or hold them until you can move them onto proper rehabilitation and then release.
Yes, that's correct, Dave. And we are in partnership with Crow. Crow is helping us with that, and they are our preferred rehab facility. So anything we can hold for them until they can get here or we can get the animal there, we now have the facility to do so.
And I see you have been once again injured in action, injured on duty. Second Purple Heart has been awarded. You're sporting a bandage. What happened?
It was a rescue of a little diker, and I moved in too quickly and got the front end and not the back end and got kicked by her and, just sliced my hand. But my fault again. When I get injured, it's always my error, not the animals. It's not in attack, it's always in defense.
How is the diker?
She didn't make it. She was really, really old, had lost all her teeth. It was in really bad shape, emaciated. So
is that the one that was roaming in the suburbs?
No, that it was one on one of the estates. Oh. It was found on one of the estates, yeah.
Oh. Apparently, it's unusual for creatures in the natural state to die peacefully in their sleep of old age. Nature is quite harsh.
Very harsh, yeah. Yeah.
But there it is. That's what we deal with on a daily basis. You got damaged in the course of duty.
Learning. It's all about learning.
And we wish you a speedy recovery to that one.
Thank you.
You sent me an image of a striped weasel that was sadly demised on the M4. The striped weasel is one of the, what are they called, the signature species of the North Coast. One of the very, very, rare and endemic North Coast residents, along with the ground scraper thrush and the swamp orchid or something like that. There are three. And apparently it's an incredibly interesting creature that at one stage was critically endangered because of the trade in moosey animals and also destruction of habitat. That was the big thing. But apparently, according to, because there was a breeding program at one stage at the Mitchell's Park Zoo, and those conservationists told us a while back that in fact there's been a remarkable recovery of the striped weasel because of the fact that they do so well in built environments, which is incredible. So I think the estates have contributed largely to the resurgence of. And apparently, if you look at the creature, it looks very much like a little lion. It's that kind of ferocious predator. You know all about these things, I'm sure. But it's the most exotic and pretty.
Beautiful, Dave.
Have you ever seen them alive?
Never,
in a while?
Never. It was such a rare sighting. I know one of the conservation people that I work with, he's been studying them for 10 years, and he actually saw it, and then I went to collect. And it was the first one that he's seen in 10 years of studying them, and unfortunately it was
the first one that he's seen or in the wild?
He's seen in the wild, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're very rare. But as you say, they are starting to show up more and more, apparently.
Yeah, I think the more one learns about these things, the more there is to protect. You don't value what you don't know. And sadly, the striped weasel has been a casualty of massive urban development in the past. And particularly, as I say, the mooty trade hasn't been kind to them. Because for some reason they're considered, and I can understand, it's a very special little creature with a fierce heart. And I suppose that would attract certain interests from certain quarters. But good to know that they're on the rebound. If you come across striped weasels in your community, love them and leave them.
Exactly.
Leave them be. Exactly that. What else is happening of excitement?
So, Dave, just want to go back to the property and just want to say a huge thank you to Green Ladder Construction and Plumbing. Every time I have a big job to do, they step in, meet the need, and they do it in a morning that would have taken me a month to do.
Wow.
So yesterday they came out and they literally cleared the area. It was a lot to move, and they cleared it within in the morning. They came in without being asked, just saw that there was a need. They came in, cleared the whole area, and we're ready to start now because of their help.
Well, that's marvelous. Where is the property?
It's just off the Sharkers Rock turn off near the west gate of Zimbiti.
Ah, okay. Mm. So it's as you say, very close to vets and very close to, well, generally speaking,
right, yeah.
The arterial accesses and egresses to the north coast. So you can get on the road and into where you need to be and then back to your safe spot.
Exactly.
With creatures in tow. And what facilities do you anticipate establishing on that property?
So we are on we're looking for a accommodation for a carer. So we have got the carer. He currently is an assistant at one of the vets, so he'll keep his day job and he'll live on the property so that he can look after any animals in at night. So we're looking for a facility for him, a Wendy house, a mobile home, a prefab, whatever we can get to accommodate him. And then we do have a container, and we would need another container for a clinic. We've been donated aviaries, so we have aviaries and we have cages.
Well, you and your team are extremely resourceful and working incredibly hard to create the kind of facility that makes the rescue of wild creatures viable. And thank you for that, because it's a valuable task and a thankless one.
Well, Dave, you know what I've sort of discovered is people are now calling in things that they would normally ignore, because now there's someone to turn to. Even small things. Somebody messaged me the other day to say he'd been on a run and there were two geese in a really small enclosure. Is that okay? So I was able to advise him on getting him the right people to sort out the situation, whereas normally there wouldn't be someone to call, so it would have been left, so it would have been overlooked. But now there is a call line that we can assist, and anything I can't do again, I'm collaborating with people that can do it.
So you're well-networked, and that's important,
yes,
as well. Great stuff. And we'll continue to spread the news on radio and look forward to your next visit. Get better.
Thank
Heal
you.
Heal quickly.
I'm good.
Love and blessings to you. Lindy Elms, my special guest this morning from Wildlife Rescue. And if you can help with accommodation of a kind of mobile home or a caravan that no longer is of value to you, or you have a container that you're looking for a home for, any of those things, please give Lindy a shout. How do we get hold of you?
So, Dave, my number is 083-607-4498.
And because this will be up as a podcast, no need to write that down. If you can't, just remember you can find it on our website or on our app under The Morning Show. Look for the photograph of Lindy, which is going up shortly, and you'll have that number and all the information you require. Lindy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Dave.
The Morning Show continues.